My guy,
what up,
what's
bro?
going on with you, boy?
Man, you already know what it is, man.
Yes, sir.
You already
How's
know
your
what it is. It's good. How's yours?
Man, my day was pretty good, man. Actually, I'm excited. I'm excited because...
So am I.
Because what we got to talk about today, it might ruffle some feathers.
It might.
But that's not the intention, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The intention is to... just to bring... Not bring awareness only... But it's just to build that bridge that we talk about. So like the core value of what the maintenance diaries is about, you know, building the better bridge between employer, employee, creating better relationships, not only for employer, employee, but also vendors, contractors as a whole. But today's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
It's episode four.
And
we want to welcome you guys to... The Maintenance Diaries.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Before you continue, today's a cool episode because as you can see, I'm saying I dress up for you guys, man. Bam. Even got the socks to go with it. Woo. Let's go, man. Let's go. Nah, but seriously though, like today we're going to tackle a bold topic on why maintenance technicians should receive free housing and better pay.
And it may sound radical, but we believe it's not only possible, it's necessary, and it has been done before. So let's dive in.
Let's dive in, man. Let's dive in. So first of all, maintenance techs are the first responders in the industry, right?
Second and third.
That's true, bro. Uno, dos, tres. Yeah, first, second, and third. And this is a topic that we have talked about for a while now on why we think that maintenance tech deserve free housing, right? Or why they deserve higher wages because of the value that we bring and the skill set that we have and how we're using that skill set that we have to contribute towards the success of the company that we work for, right?
Absolutely. So
today we're gonna just cover like why that we think it's possible for maintenance technicians in the apartment industry to have free housing and equal pay. We're going to cover the annual revenue of companies and how much they bring in. It wouldn't be affected.
It wouldn't affect their bottom line.
But
honestly.
Yeah, by actually giving maintenance technician the, why am I losing my train of thought? But it wouldn't affect the bottom line of what we're asking for. And what not really asking for, because it's not something that we should ask for.
Something that we should be demanding.
Yeah, something that we should be demanding because we as maintenance technicians, we deserve that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, Mike.
Yeah, we deserve it.
I agree. We really do deserve it. It's important for us. It's important for the guys that are in the industry. They work hard.
Yeah.
They have families to take care of. And mm-hmm. when the pay doesn't match up to what they're dealing with on a constant basis, these guys, they get discouraged.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got to either go home an hour, 45 minutes away or so, and living on site would actually help some of those situations.
It will help in so many ways. And given the fact that, you know, the rent, it's getting high all the time, there's no such thing as decrease, mm-hmm. as a decrease in rent. The rent is going to be what it is, and it's going to keep climbing because every time you have a resident that's renewing, right, they try to negotiate the same thing, the same amount that they're paying right now versus the added amount that they would pay if they happen to renew, right? Sometimes the office would budge and say, okay, we'll let you renew for this much amount of months for this asking price, right? So the rent is going up higher, right? The cost, which means the cost of living in the unit is going to rise. And also the annual gross income for the property is going to rise as well. but the annual gross income for the employee remains the same.
Absolutely.
And that is a problem, and it needs to be addressed. It should have been addressed a while ago.
I agree.
And now is the right time to do it. And I'm excited to dive into
it. Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the key points, Mike, we're just going to go a little bit deeper into it, about maintenance techs being the first responders on sites. Some of those things that we're dealing with are emergencies, repairs, and resident complaints.
Yeah.
What are some of those things that are in that area that fall under those things as far as emergency repairs and resident complaints?
Yeah. I know you have a story, but I have one too. One time, this was recently too, I was on call, right? And I was at home, just hanging out. And I lay down to sleep. And I think it was at 12 o'clock, I got a call. Hey, the garage gate is not working, right? And there's a line from the parking lot all the way to the entrance of the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can't come in. And the reason why that is, a tree fell on a line and the entire neighborhood was without power. So I had to get up out of my bed because that is an emergency, right? So I had to go at 12 at night and manually open the gate so people can get in and get out. All of the doors from the top floor all the way down, right? The entry and exit points to the parking garage. I had to manually open all of those doors, prop them open from top to bottom. And by the time I was done, it was around 2:30 in the morning. And I was there just, doing everything I can. Because for the resident, it is a chaotic moment for them. But being, like we said in the beginning of this episode, being a first responder, you have to be calm and know how to respond in the midst of chaos. Because it might not be chaotic for me and you and other maintenance techs like ourselves, but it definitely will be chaotic for the resident, right? And you have to be calm and you have to be a critical thinker. Your critical thinking level have to be at an all-time high because you have to come up with solutions on the spot just to keep the resident calm. And it made me realize, right, that without maintenance technicians in the apartment industry, the apartment would crumble.
Big time.
Even if it's for a day, such as the emergency that I just mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let us say if I decide, you know what? I'm not getting paid enough. I'm not going out to do that. I need to get some sleep. I don't want to get out of my bed at midnight to go do something, but because it is a part of my job description, I have to get up whether I like it or not, and I have to go out there whether I like it or not.
True.
You know, but at the same time, it's a good feeling to know that there's someone that needs your help and you are able to be that person to assist and to find a solution to calm the storm, I should say. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So, We're definitely important.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And even just to piggyback off of what Mike was saying about responding, being the first responder to emergencies.
Yeah.
A similar situation. I've had an issue the same way with the gate where the power went out. Mm-hmm. But there's another issue where a resident called and said that the toilet line broke.
What?
One of the water lines on the bottom of the toilet. So I'm on the phone with her. I had just pulled up to my house and I stay about with traffic right now in Atlanta. It's what? 45 minutes or so coming down to 85.
That's crazy, bro.
So I'm on the phone with her in the car trying to just walk her through how to shut off a water line at the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
Ma'am, it's a quarter turn. Turn it to the left or turn it to the right, whichever way it turns. I think with the to turn it off, you're usually going to turn it to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then to turn it back on, you turn it back to the left. So it's aligned with the line going up.
Right.
And I was trying to get her to, turn it off. And she's like, it's not budging. It's not working. By the time, I still didn't even make it out there, honestly, because while that time was happening, luckily we had another guy that was a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to go and get there. But by the time he made it there, I was still in traffic, still 30 minutes in.
Man.
And by the time he gets there, three floors had flooded by then.
That's crazy.
It has went through three floors. Just being on site and being close, that could have actually helped because could have stopped the problem from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know even when you live on site, you're not going far. You're not going way somewhere like 2-3 hours away. Even if you're on call, you're only going somewhere that's maybe 5 to 10 minutes away.
Right.
Somewhere real quick. You can go get something to eat if you need to, and you're coming back home. Sometimes you're just at home because you don't want to go anywhere. So just those things right there make it important for maintenance to be on site. And
facts.
I think that's a necessity and it's
facts.
Necessary.
Facts.
For maintenance to be able to have a site living to be there and to just have a either free living, just pay us to be on site.
Yeah.
And then just coming back off of that, and Mike mentioned also that, you know, we were off for a day, everything would be a standstill. Let's kind of talk about what happens when maintenance isn't on site, when how it affects, you know, the living of residents, the living of the operations of the day-to-day.
So, well, the situation that I just mentioned and the situation that you just mentioned, it honestly answers the question that you just asked.
Really does.
which means that maintenance technicians, every property, right? Whether it's here in Atlanta or in Tennessee or Florida, South Carolina, wherever,
right?
Every property should at least have a maintenance technician and a supervisor on site, on property, right?
Yeah.
The only option is if the maintenance tech has his home, his own home, or the supervisor has his own home, right? Her own home. That's cool. But for those who do not own their home, who does not own their home, they should actually live on site. And that should be standard, right? I know of some properties, bro, where the occupancy for employees is being occupied by the leasing staff. And there is no maintenance tech at all on site, right? So that would relate to the situation that you just mentioned, right? You being 30 minutes in traffic, right? And trying to get there because the resident didn't know how to turn off the shutoff valve, right? So now you had to wait until another tech show up from wherever he was at. So he had to leave the comfort of his environment to come and assist you because he was stuck in traffic. Now, let us say if he stayed on the property.
Well, even though I didn't mention it, but it was also too, the property manager lived on site at the time as well.
Wow.
And she ended up showing up as well and giving some assistance. I didn't mean to leave that out, but she did show up and she did give some assistance to help with the rectify the situation. But by the time she even made it, it was too late.
Man, one thing, I said this in the last episode, when I talk about property managers that would roll their sleeves up and get down and get dirty if they have to. Like I say, the property manager that we both work for, who now got the promotion, bro, she was golden when it comes to that. And because you brought her up, I even forgot to, with the story that I mentioned about the garage gate, right? So after I left and went home and got up, I came back again and think I went back home like around 9. Later on that morning, I went to have breakfast with my sister and her husband, right? And I got an on call again, and my property manager texts me and she's like, hey, the power just came back on. I'm like, oh, cool, all right. I'm like, I am about an hour away having, you know, breakfast with my sister or whatever. And she said, don't worry about it. I got it. I'll reset the gate. I'll, you know, close all of the entry doors from the top floor to the bottom, make sure everything is back to where it should be. You know, you don't have to come. You're good. And see? Bro, I appreciate that.
When we get property managers like that, it makes us feel good about where we're working at and what team we have, for sure.
It's more than one occasion that she's actually, you know, done those things, which, bro, I actually appreciate, because there's a lot of property managers, because of the title that they hold as property manager, you know, they feel like, hey, I'm above and you're beneath, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm the head and you're the tail. The property manager that we have, when it comes time to get down and get dirty and get in the trenches with us, if she have to, she would roll her sleeves up. I mean, no problem. And bro, she would get in the trenches with us. You can attest to that. I can attest to that. You know what I'm saying? And to that property manager, well, she's now the regional property manager, but you know who you are. It's all love, man.
Shout out to her.
Like, I appreciate that. And the last episode, we talked about extending good gesture to cleaners and whatnot. Mm. She's a perfect example of extending the love, you know? Because she showed it to them, and she also showed it to us when we needed most. Yeah. And if you feel like, if you're staying home and chill that day and not do nothing or whatever day it is, I would go to work. I would still want to go to work because of the property manager that I had. Because I know when it comes time to, let's say if I need help with something, she wouldn't mind helping me at all. And that was encouraging for me. So I hope that other property managers that are listening to this podcast take notes and
don't be scared to get down and dirty with your team.
Your team will respect you. They will appreciate you. And it doesn't matter where you steer that ship in life, they are going to be right there with you because Absolutely. Of your loyalty to them. They are loyal to you.
That's right.
You know, the feeling got to be mutual. It has to be reciprocated for sure.
All right. So in many cases, also too, about, you know, maintenance deserving to stay on site and mm-hmm. also even getting higher pay.
Yeah.
What's some of the reasons also when it deals with the residents? How does that affect the residents when you have a maintenance guy staying on site?
Honestly, it affects the resident. Well, the effect that the resident has, it's a positive one because they know that whatever emergency they have is going to be resolved in a timely manner, right? Because there are some residents, bro, who would call the emergency line, right? And the maintenance technician might be an hour and a half away, like you mentioned, or probably some of them probably 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. But due to traffic, not only in Atlanta, but in Georgia, period, right?
Yeah.
It gets dicey sometimes, right?
And
they have to tell the resident that they can't be there right now. You know what I'm saying? They're en route, but it's going to take them 20, 40 extra minutes. And that can be frustrating on the resident's part because they're like, wow. So I have to, let's say for a resident that, let's say her battery lock, right? The lock on her door, sorry. The batteries die. Mm-hmm. So she can't get access to her apartment and it is late at night, right? That is an emergency. So she has to sit in the hallway and wait for an hour and a half, sometimes longer. It depends, right, on the situation. Before a maintenance tech gets there because he's in traffic or he lives far away and the drive is time consuming. Know what I mean?
That's true, especially if you woke up out of your sleep to answer that call.
Yeah.
You know, I know me personally, sometimes if it's not, like, not a super emergency, like, I kind of got to wake up a little bit and, you know, get myself together, put on my clothes, because I don't just want to hop up and hurry up and rush out the door.
Right, right.
Sorry, but that's just what it is. I got to wake up because I don't want to be on the road and still, you know, have sleepiness in my eyes, basically. Yeah. So I kind of got to get up and, you know, wake myself up and get on that road.
And with that said... Yes. Oh, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. What's up?
I'm beating myself up for the iPad. Anyway, sorry to cut you off. But what you just said, it is just driving home the message clearer that, you know, maintenance techs, we are essential for on call. We are the first in line of defense for the resident, yeah. Right? We respond to emergencies at all hours, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So living on site and responding to those emergencies in a timely manner, it actually boosts efficiency. And the retention increases, right?
Right.
When the housing is included. So the retention would be the resident when they have to renew their lease, right? Mm-hmm. They would renew. So let me clarify this right now. Most residents renew their lease because of the service that they got from maintenance technicians and supervisors.
We're always going to drive that home no matter what.
They also get, trust me, they get amazing service from the leasing staff. But the point of contact, the majority of the time, is maintenance technicians and supervisors because we are always in the resident's home mm-hmm. fixing a problem.
And we're always sometimes talking to them.
And also building a relationship.
On a personal level sometimes where they just kind of need somebody to just vent to.
Because mm-hmm.
Trust me, like, we're not just maintenance techs at the end of the day. We have a few titles. We're therapists sometimes. We're personal listeners, you know, helping hands to residents. Yeah. Like, it's so many titles that we have when it comes to dealing with residents. And that's why every time I hear a resident say, I'm glad that we have you guys here because you're the whole reason why I decided to renew my lease. Because I know if I have a situation, I will be getting taken care of. And that feels good to know because that lets you know you're doing your job. And that lets you know that, you know, residents actually notices it and they actually care that you're there taking care of their personal needs. So I enjoy it. I think it's a positive thing.
And maintenance technicians like that who create that environment for the resident, that because of the environment that maintenance technicians created, the resident can say, you know what? I want to renew my lease for another 10 months or another 12 months or 18 months because of how I am being treated by the maintenance technician.
That's right.
You know, that it also, you know, it boosts, like I said, it boosts efficiency, not only for the maintenance technician, but it boosts efficiency for the company as a whole.
That's true.
You know, and also some of the residents, they probably moved from a previous apartment complex where the service was the opposite of what they're getting right now. Mm-hmm. So they are so appreciative of the overall service from the entire team, the front office and the back office, that they are willing to extend their stay and continue to call their apartment home just because of the efficiency of the maintenance technicians, also efficiency of the leasing office. But this is really about the maintenance technician. So we honestly improve the efficiency. And that alone in itself is one reason why free housing should be essential. It should be standard. It should be standard.
Definitely should be standard. So and some of the key things we're going that we've talked about so far was wages for techs having kept up with rent increases.
That is true.
That's one of them, because rent's getting higher. Everything mm-hmm. is, you know, 1500 or more. A high rise there, 2000 or more. And then also many techs struggle to even afford living in the communities they serve.
That is true.
That's a big one.
That is true.
How can I work for this place and I can't even afford to stay here?
That is true. And that is a problem. That is a problem.
That's a big problem. Like, in my opinion, like if you're a maintenance tech, a leasing agent, property manager, you should be able to be get paid enough to at least afford a one bedroom alone. Just the one bedroom in the building that you're working at. And whatever building you decide to move to the next one, your pay should increase because you need to meet that demand of staying in the one bedroom of where you're staying at or you're working at.
That's true. That's 100%. And I was doing some research online on why maintenance technicians in general deserve free housing.
Yeah.
And I did a breakdown, like a general breakdown of the salary of what maintenance technicians make and, you know, what they take home and how it affects their lives and why, you know, we as maintenance technicians ourselves are advocating for these kind of benefits. Mm-hmm. So the annual breakdown for maintenance technician in the U.S., the gross annual salary for a maintenance technician is between $45,000 and $55,000. Mm-hmm. Also, that gross annual salary is it depends on the state you live in.
Right.
Right. Because different states pay a lower wage versus other states, right?
Right.
So the gross annual salary is between $45,000 and $55,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm. So on top of that, you have federal taxes, you have state taxes, right? Which is between 20 to 25%, bro.
So you're just, to reiterate, you're just talking about the salary for a tech.
Yeah.
This is a supervisor.
No, this is a technician.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
And speaking of that, I think maintenance technician should be making as much money as a supervisor makes. And a supervisor should be making the same amount the property manager makes.
Gotcha. I agree.
100%. I just had to put that out there. Yeah, I just had to put that out there, bro.
We'll dive into that in a little bit, but
we should.
We're going to let Mike finish going over his notes and everything so you can get these numbers out so people can understand.
Yeah, so like I said, the federal and state taxes, right, is between 20 to 25%, right?
Right.
Then the net annual income after tax, bro, is between $33,750 mm-hmm. and $41,250. Right. So you see how that dramatically decreases, just because of the taxes. So now the take home pay, bro, the monthly take home pay for a maintenance technician is $2,812 to $3,437 monthly. So let us say they take home, let's say, close to $3,000, right?
Right.
You have rent to pay. So the company charges rent between $1,200 and $1,800, right?
Right.
You get a 20% discount, which a 20% discount is, in my humble opinion, is a slap in the face, the maintenance technician.
Trash.
It is trash. Given the fact of how much money we save them in the long run, which we will dive into a little later.
Yep.
But back to the rent, right? The rent is between $1,200 and $1,800, right? Let us say. Utilities is between $150 to $300 a month, right?
Right.
Depending on the building, depending on the city, the area. Mm. You still have food. between $400 and $600, which is facts, given the facts of how the food prices are right now, is not where it used to be.
150 used to go a long way at the grocery store.
150 used to go a long way.
Now
it's not, bro.
Now it's double that.
So to me, for maintenance, spending the money on food is the same way of the way you get your paycheck. It's like getting your paycheck, getting paid in front of a fan. Hey, whoa.
It's gone.
It's gone, bro. Real just quick. Like that. You know what I mean? So after you got your food, you have transportation, which can cost between $300 and $500 mm-hmm. a month. And the reason why that number is sometimes it's higher because a lot of us do not own our cars outright. So you're making a monthly payment on that mm-hmm. car, and you still have to pay the insurance. You still have to pay for the maintenance of that car.
Yep.
You still have to pay for petrol to get from work and to work, you know, from home to work, and vice versa. Also, you have healthcare that you got to pay for, which is between $200 and $400. So the total of all of those monthly expenses would be between $2,450 and $4,000. And this is why free housing or higher pay makes sense, bro. And I'll let you get into that.
So this is why I would say, you know, why free housing and higher pay makes sense. I'm just going to rattle off some things from our talking points. One, maintenance techs save property thousands, prevents costly damage, responds to emergencies, and keeps units turning. Two, reduce turnover equals reduce costs. Lower higher training costs by keeping skilled techs. That's two.
Yeah.
On-site presence.
For sure.
Immediate response. That's what that is. On-site presence, that means immediate response.
Yeah.
Emergency ready support boosts residents' satisfaction. Once we're there quick, they are happy. They want to stay there. They want to renew. Just what it is.
True.
Number four, technicians are skilled trade people. Multi-skilled labor is often undervalued and underpaid. And just because, and I agree with that one, because even though we're multi-skilled, we're not super experts. I mean, some of us are experts in fewer multi-trades, you know. We've had backgrounds in trades where we did a lot of plumbing, we did a lot of electrical, and we did a lot of HVAC. So you can be skilled in those three trades. I've worked with guys that are skilled in those three trades, and I can honestly say, like, I'm pretty good in those three trades, that I'm above average, definitely way above average when it comes to those three trades. That helps. And I think that also should retain the money behind it, because we should be getting paid
for
our worth. Yeah. It's many times, Mike, that we've saved the property hundreds, even thousands, because we were able to fix the situation in-house and didn't have to call anybody. A few things were HVAC systems. You know how we found so many leaks on the properties that we've worked at, where we got an AC unit that went out, it's not working, and you go to check it, there's no refrigerant in the line.
Bro.
So now we got to pull the whole unit apart and find the leak. Just for a skilled HVAC guy to come out to check that, they're already charging $120 or $200 just to even come out there.
Yeah.
Instantly. And then they got to figure out where the leak is coming from. Now they got to find the leak. So you're paying for them to get there, which they say it does go into the price to fix, of course. Mm. But you're paying to get there. You're paying for their labor. And then when they recharge the unit, they're charging you by the pound. Most units start off with 7 pounds, especially if you're working in if it's a 2-ton. They start off with 7 pounds. And then depending on the line set of how far it is, could be 9 or 10 pounds. You just never know. And they're charging you hundreds of dollars by the pound. Your bill can easily rack up to over 1,000.
Easy.
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 And we are just buying refrigerant tanks. We're testing units and we're finding the leak. So when guys do that in-house, you save the company money. And we've done that numerous times.
Numerous times, bro. Numerous times. And with saving the company money, and you talk about how maintenance technician are tradespeople and multi-skill, that is so true. And the reason why advocating for free housing and higher pay for maintenance technicians across the board, supervisors as well across the board.
Everyone in the industry.
Everyone in the industry.
We want everyone to get that better quality of life and be able to save some money, because when you're staying on site and you don't have, and rent is usually like the highest cost of everything that comes out. If you can save your guys more money, they'll be happy to come to work. They'll be happy to work for you, and they'll be able to go on trips that they want to go on with their families. they'll be able to buy that new car that they need. And I can contest that in 20, the company I used to work for, they still do it for maintenance supervisors and property managers, mm-hmm. but they're probably the only company that still gives free housing to this day.
That's amazing.
But when I was staying there and I was getting free housing, you know, we were able to purchase a home, and that's how I was able to move off site. So when you allow your employees to stay on site and save money, it allows them to have a better quality of life. And I think that is important, and it allows them to kind of get ahead and have assets that they can purchase. Because think about it, they're working for these apartment communities mm-hmm. and making the money for the apartment communities, and they're able to go and buy and build a new building or purchase a new building. Mm-hmm. Their company's growing at assets, but their employees should be growing too as well.
That is true, bro.
And that is the bottom line. Like, employees should be able to purchase better quality homes for themselves and for their families if they ever need to upgrade. And I think companies working in apartment communities should allow them to do that.
Yeah. And also, bro, there are maintenance technicians, also leasing agents. Leasing agents as well deserve better pay.
Definitely. Right? Definitely, like, deserve better pay, because they are
everybody across the board,
underpaid,
bro.
As well.
They are. And we will definitely dedicate an episode to the leasing agent and show why they deserve it as well, right? Mm-hmm. But like the topic say, why maintenance technicians deserve free housing. So we'll just, you know, focus on that, right? There's a lot of maintenance technicians, bro, that live on site, right? Live at a sister property,
right?
No, I'm sorry. Both live on site. Mm-hmm. They get 40%. If you live on site and work on site, right? That's 40%. You live on site, work at a sister property, you get 20%. Mm-hmm. It sounds good. I think all across the board, it should be 50%.
Starting out
at 50%.
Yeah,
for maintenance technician, because there are some technicians, bro, that they have the 20% discount, right? Mm-hmm. But because of what you are paying them per hour and what they're making annually, they can't even afford to live in the apartment that they call home, mm-hmm. right? For the company that they work for.
It's true. And that's why I believe they should have that free housing. And, that's you know, true. Even when they hire new employees, I think, you know, to retain those employees, you can start off at 40-50% mm-hmm. starting off. But as time go by and they've invested, you know, blood equity into the company by working there for mm-hmm. a year, sweat 2 equity. Years, 3 years, sweat equity.
Yeah.
I say blood equity because you're giving your life. That's just how I feel. You're giving them your life. Like, working in maintenance period, you give them your life. It's a part of your life. Starting out, like, your first year, start off with 40-50%.
Yeah.
The next year, take a little bit more percentage off. The next year, take a little more percentage off. Mm-hmm. I think that is important. And that way, you also retain employees for being there 5 years, mm-hmm. 10 years. Oof. It can happen. It can definitely help out change the narrative of these guys being able to live on site. And, you know, they would love it. They would enjoy it.
They would enjoy it. And a lot of companies that speaks of employee and, well, the employees that they have. Everybody wants amazing employee.
Right.
Everybody wants an employee that is loyal to the company, because the employee is not working for their own personal goals. They are sacrificing their own personal goals and needs in life to fulfill the goal of the company that they work for. If you want that loyalty, then treat the employee, mm-hmm. Treat them fair.
Yeah.
Treat them the way they supposed to be treated. Value them the way that they should be valued. And maintenance technician, check this out. Your value is not worth by how much you get paid an hour or what the company that you work for, the salary that they set for you, that is not your worth. Your worth and your value is the knowledge that you bring to that company, the experience that you bring to the company, the skill set that you bring to further enhance the company, right? And achieve the mission that the company has set out for. Also, bottom line, your value and your worth, it is priceless. And if you, as an individual, don't know your worth and don't know your value, you will never see the big picture.
Yep.
And you will always capitulate to what number that they put on you,
right?
And they feel that you're worth.
And I can agree with you 100% for that one. And I can even take it a little further to even just let these guys know that your value really is important. And if you're gonna go to these companies and you're gonna demand to have higher pay and free rent, yeah. you have to be competent in what you're doing. What I've learned over the years as a maintenance tech or a supervisor or yeah. even in the maintenance field, we're always students of the game. No matter what, we have to learn, we have to keep updated knowledge, we have to continue to sharpen our swords mm-hmm. so that way when stuff hits the fan, we know how to fix it immediately. Yeah. So that's why I want you guys to understand that if you're going to ask for certain things, you got to be able to back those things up by having the knowledge in HVAC, plumbing, electrical, drywall and paint. That's easy. Anybody can do that. That's not a bad thing. But even taking it a step further, because what me and Mike were talking about, we were mm-hmm. trying to learn how to work with the systems that they have with the automatic doors, with the locking mechanisms, mm-hmm. trying to learn how to fix those things and even take it a little further and learn how to fix some of these doors because of the electronic gates. Some of them have overhead doors. Some of them have, I forgot the other brands off the top of my head, but learning how to work with their motors and learning how to work with their box that controls the gate.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, those things are you know, gate kept by the company because they want you to call them out. But if you can learn little things mm-hmm. on how to not be able to call them out, it's perfect. Elevators, hang it up. You'll never be able to work on an elevator without calling them, period. Like, that's just sold
for
to the
sure.
game.
For sure.
But everything goes, try to learn little things that these guys are doing when they come. So that way you don't have to call them out the next time and you know how to kind of navigate the system to save the company a little bit more yeah. money. So definitely yeah. guys, sharpen your skills, learn. Cause if you're going to be asking for certain things, you got to learn how to back it up and you got to be competent in what you're doing. And that's important.
That's very important. You got to keep adding tools to your toolbox.
That's
you
know? Right.
And like I said in the, I can't remember if it was the second episode, or the first episode, I mentioned that a lot of company owners, they know how valuable their employees are.
Yeah, they know.
But it is the employee's duty to know how valuable they are. Don't live on the number scale of what the company set at the rate of where you're at in terms of how much you value. So with that said, there's a lot of companies in the apartment industry, they have an annual revenue that will blow your mind. Bro, it will blow your mind. And if they do right by the employees, mm-hmm. they're not going to lose nothing, but they're going to gain everything because the same way the employee is investing their time, which is the most valuable asset on earth, your time is the most valuable asset. And the employees are investing their time into the success and the growth of your company. And giving you the revenue that is public knowledge to everybody that, right. hey, I make this much this year and I make this much last year. And next year, we're projected to make X amount of dollars, right? It's because of those employees. If you want to stay at the top and be at the level that you are and you choose to aim higher, always remember where you started. Remember why you started. Mm-hmm. Remember who were with you when you started and who are still with you now.
That's right.
As you continue to go to that journey, right?
I was waiting till you get into the numbers.
I was just about to go
to
it right now.
I was waiting for you to get to the numbers, bro.
Bro, some of the major companies, some of the major companies earn a lot of money annually, right?
Right.
So for one, bro, Graystar, right? Graystar earned $22 billion annually, I think in 2024. And by the way, this is public knowledge. Anybody can go online and check this out, right?
Right.
Camden Properties, right? Camden yeah. Property Trust, $1.3 billion.
Wow.
Crescent Communities.
It's crazy.
Right. Crescent Communities earn between $500 million mm-hmm. and $1 billion, bro.
Wow.
Right? You also have Equity Residential that earned $2.6 billion. Annually. And there's another one called Avalon Bay.
Wow.
That earned 2.7.
Jeez. What are numbers?
Billion, cool. bro. So with the money that they earn, bro, providing free or discounted housing for maintenance technician improves retention. It ensures rapid response to issue and it reward the valuable work of these professional because maintenance technicians are the ones that are always being overlooked, always.
And even what you're saying about, mm-hmm. I mean, all these numbers are a billy, like a billy.
Not even a million, bro.
A billion, which is crazy. But even with you saying that, I'm going to take it a little further, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that to say the reason why I think these companies are not doing free housing anymore, because again, like I said, they used to do it.
Yeah.
I think back in 2014, that's when they kind of mm-hmm. started dropping off and started taking that away and just giving the 20 to 40%. They're trying to, now that rent is higher and everything is maximizing, they're trying to maximize on their profit more.
Yeah.
So they want to have each unit not lose revenue. But mm-hmm. Mike, from our understanding, and we're in the industry, the place is never full. Even to this day,
that is
our
true.
Building has been open for maybe a year and a half or more.
Yeah.
Not even 2 years, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. There's still units that haven't even been, that have been vacant from the day that they opened.
Fact.
That someone hasn't even moved in. So those units that have sat for that long, why you can't be able to give that to a maintenance tech or, you know, or supervisor to stay on site? Why?
And also to add to that point, bro, the longer you have a unit, right? Because it is housing, it is real estate. The longer you have a unit vacant on the market, you are losing thousands of dollars by keeping it vacant,
right?
So by you extending the offer to your employee to occupy those units, it brings stability to the living situation.
That it does.
Yeah.
But we've been through this, and we see that properties want to reach their 90%. All properties, no matter where you go, they're all striving for 90%.
90, 95.
Yep.
Yeah.
So why do you think that they never stay at that 90?
So the reason why it never stayed at that 90, because the occupancy percentage is just like the stock market. It goes up, it goes down. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a property would be at 90% for 2 days or a week or whatever, right? Because the time it hit that 90, you have like five people, lease is up, and they're contemplating, should I renew mm-hmm. or should I find somewhere else to live? If that person decides to renew, then the occupancy percentage is going to stabilize for a little bit mm-hmm. until somebody else's lease is up, right? But if they decide not to renew, within the span of 2 to 3 days, that 90 can drop down to 80.
Yeah.
You know, because the 90% that the companies are looking for in terms of occupancy, it is not something that makes a lot of sense. Here is why. It is not going to be stable. That 90% is not going to be stabilized for a month, two, three, four, five.
I've never, and I've been in the game for a long time. I've never seen a property stabilize at 90 for no longer than a week or so. Because like you said, some residents come in because they've already renewed their lease, that they're still there.
Yeah.
And you got new leases, but mm-hmm. then you got those move-outs that are coming up too as well. Part so two. No matter what, you're always going to have X amount of move-ins, X amount of renewals, and then you're going to have X amount of residents moving out. And that number is always going to fluctuate like the stock market, like you said. It's always going to fluctuate. So
what goes up will come down.
I think they need to look at it in terms of, let's see where we stabilize the most at. And from there, let's give our employees, you know, a free unit or 40-50% off starting out. You know, I think that would be helpful. So that way, you know, you don't have to worry about those other units being sitting there for years and years and years and years. Because they do. Even at the last property I was at before, we had a unit. I was there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It was a few units that never got leased. And they always be like, and no matter what property you go to, you'll always hear one of the, when you talk to the leasing staff and, you know, the teams together, they're always going to be like, man, this unit right here is hard to lease. Every property has a unit that is hard to lease.
And they'll try to put out a special.
Yeah.
You get 5 months free parking if you lease this one bed.
Right.
Or you get a $500 gift card if you lease this.
Give that to an employee. If it's hard to lease, give it to an employee. Allow an employee to occupy that unit. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Save some money, have a better quality of life, have some resident retention, have somebody there to get on calls, emergencies, to be there. It's a win-win.
And also in my notes, with how much the companies make annually, mm-hmm. with billions in revenue, setting aside 1 to 2 units or 3 units, I know the maximum is 4.
Yeah.
Setting aside 4 units per property for on-call technicians is financially viable, because most property have the least one unit that sits vacantly temporarily. Allocate these or more strategically. So free housing increase loyalty, it increase liability and faster maintenance resolution.
Facts.
And this came from the Apartment Association. So everybody,
that's live information.
Yeah. It is common knowledge. The information is out there. You just have to go get it and learn about it, right? It's almost like, not almost, but the same. It's the same as knowing your rights.
Right.
If you don't know your rights, then when you end up in certain situations, then you don't know how to respond to those situations.
Right.
So any job that you're in, know the ins and outs of the job. Know the, beyond knowing the company policy, also know your rights as an employee within the job. Know where you have power. Know where you have to develop power.
Right.
Know your strong points and your weak points. Make them stronger.
That's it.
And knowledge is key. Knowledge is key.
Yep.
And by having that knowledge, you add more tools to your toolbox and you also add value to yourself.
Facts.
And by you adding that value to yourself, you can start having the confidence to demand your worth.
Right. All right. So let's take it a little further, Mike, and let's talk about some sacrifices that techs make just to show up for work. Some of the things that they go through in their personal lives that they still have to show up for work and, you know, have a smile on their face and get things done. And even with those personal situations happening, yeah. I would say whatever those situations are, you can give us a few examples. Just even having those personal situations, allowing them to be on site can also help them kind of keep an eye on those personal situations and be able to come to the job and do it efficiently. So that way they are having a close eye on what's going on at home.
Yeah. So one of the sacrifices that techs have to make is for those maintenance technicians that have a family, right? They have a family, they have kids. That's amazing. The downside to that situation, they have one car. So you have to carpool, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take the kids to school. Either you take the wife to work or the wife take you to work and sometimes go in making 3-4 different stops before you get to work. It can jeopardize your employment because now some days you're punctual, some days you're not punctual.
Traffic is a big problem. Yep.
And like I said, you have the one family with one car, they have to carpool.
Yeah.
And because the maintenance technician is not making enough and they're just making enough to survive, it leads to them having a hard time getting a second vehicle because it's something that they need. But a lot of them would have to sit down with their significant others at the table and decide, hey, does this make sense for us to try to get another car right now? Mm-hmm. Because given the fact of all of the bills that we have to pay, the food that we have to
sometimes put on the table. Sometimes you can't afford another car now.
Yeah, our kids that we have to take care of.
Yeah.
Some maintenance techs that have family, bro, don't even have a savings account with some emergency funds for a rainy day. Because, like I said, they are being underpaid.
Right.
And then you want those technicians and supervisors to come into your place of employment and give you 120% every day.
Yeah.
And my personal opinion, if you want maintenance technicians or whether it's any employee, leasing agents, property managers, supervisors, you name it, if you want us to come in and give you 120%, then what you're paying us should match the percentage that we're giving you.
Yeah.
Because you're not paying me for the hour. You're paying me for my time. And you're paying me for the value that I bring that would enhance your company.
We're there 8 or more hours out of the day.
Yeah.
That's all of our day. It's gone. We got time to go home, cook dinner, go to sleep.
Go to sleep because we got to get up back and do the same thing again. Do the same thing again.
And that's why higher pay is important. It can give families a better quality of life. And like Mike said, like I can contest to me being a supervisor where I made pretty decent money. Mm-hmm. But when I decided to take a step back and go down to a tech because I wanted to do some other ventures of changing the dynamic of my situation and kind of just taking a step back and working on some things personal. That pay was drastically different.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, how do maintenance techs survive on this? And then on top of that, we had one vehicle at the time because my vehicle ended up getting messed up, so I couldn't drive it. And me and my lady, we had to go through one vehicle. I would have to, you know, drop her off and come to work and then get off work for, you know, take my lunch at a later time to go pick her up, come back to work and be there for like another 2 hours while she waited in the car or, you know. And those things right there are important because you see where your money's going and you see that you're playing a constant game of catch up and you're not able to even live off of that. And I think that's very important that pay needs to be significantly higher. And like you said, the pay for a maintenance tech should be around what a supervisor is getting paid, and what a supervisor is getting paid should be around where a property manager is getting paid.
Yeah.
And from there, I'm going to say this. Nah, I'm not going to say that.
I was about to say, cook. Let him cook, bro. Let him cook.
Nah, because I'm trying to think of my words carefully because I can get a little radical sometimes. And I don't want it to come off as me being like...
Just on a rant
of being angry. You know what I mean? Nah, it's not me being angry. This is just me just telling you what it is. It's like, you know, we deserve it. We deserve it. And two, if like Mike was talking about, if maintenance people or guys in the maintenance industry really knew their worth, they would understand that they are the heart to this whole operation.
Yeah, we're the pulse.
Bro.
We are the pulse, bro.
Guys, you have to understand that when you stand still, nothing moves.
That's true.
Nothing moves.
That is true.
At all. And you have to know that.
You have to know that. Have to.
I just want to say it in those words. I ain't want to go a little crazy with it, but I just want to let them know, like, without you, trust me, nothing happens. Nothing gets done. Work orders don't get done. Move-ins don't get done. Move-outs don't get done. Turns don't get done. Properties don't get clean. Pools don't get clean. Emergency work orders don't get done. There's so much things that happen in a day that people don't understand. Without a person there or a maintenance guy there, none of that gets done. Everybody's unhappy. Residents are not renewing because your building isn't up to standard with personnel. It's just a snowball effect. I just want to keep hammering that home time and time and time again. These guys have to know their worth.
And when you said, you know, without the maintenance tech, none of these stuff gets done.
Yeah.
It is true, bro, because also what maintenance tech also does for a company, they save the company from being liable.
Yeah.
Like extremely liable. Do you know how many lawsuits that we're saving the company by
a lot,
by performing at a high level and also sometimes doing things outside of the scope of our job description, all in the name of the pillars of a company?
Most people don't. I've heard situations where people don't pay their rent because certain things aren't fixed in their unit. If they haven't had a microwave work or a dishwasher work in months, I ain't paying my rent. Where's my boy? Hell no.
Hell no. No, my mind told my body, no, I'm not paying that.
Facts. No, bro.
For sure.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. Okay, so going back to what we were talking about, you know, Mike's right, you know.
Yeah.
Everything that he said is spot on. I agree. Let's go on to our next topic, Mike.
Before I go to the next topic, I'll say this.
Yeah.
If you go on any apartment company website, right?
Right.
You see all the smiley faces. You see all of the amazing things that they say about a company. And the company culture is this and the company culture is that.
Mm-hmm.
And from someone that has not been in that space, but they're on the outside just looking.
Right.
To them, oh my gosh, this sounds like the company that I want to work for.
It's a dream come true.
I want to be a permanent employee.
It's like a dream job for them.
Yeah, it's like a dream job almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to that company and they start going through some roller coaster moments, a lot of them realize that what they read online, it's not what it is in reality.
Yep.
So whatever you say online about your company and how you treat employees and all that stuff, it has to match.
It's got to match.
And that is where the bridge building should take place. Let your words and your action coincide with each other. Have to.
I agree.
Have to.
I definitely agree
with
that
one. You cannot say something and then it's a total different thing. Not saying that everything in this life is going to be perfect. No, nothing's going to be perfect, but we are all striving towards perfection, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies ask for feedback and they would send out surveys to a lot of maintenance technicians and be like, can you fill this out? And we would love to know your feedback. And a lot of the maintenance technicians, including leasing agents and mm-hmm. supervisors and whatnot, they are afraid to really say how they feel.
Yeah.
And express their grievances and let the company know how they can improve in a certain area that is affecting their personal lives, right?
Right.
So this podcast, this is just, honestly, this episode is just a feedback mechanism.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to bash no company at all.
No.
This is just giving feedback, critical feedback. You know, because you want feedback as an owner so you know how you can be better. Not better for yourselves, but better for your employee as well. Because your employees are the foundation of your company. And a house that is built on sinking sand, it will never stand. You need to have a solid foundation. And the solid foundation and everything that represents the company and what the company stands for and the value of that company is the employees.
That's right.
You treat your employees right, and I promise you, if you are down in the mud with your back against the wall because of how you treat your employees, they would go to war for you. And even though you feel like you haven't won, trust me, the battle has already been won because of how you treat your employees. They matter. They're important. I've said it many times before, and I'll say it again. And in future episodes, we will continue to highlight
that drum.
The importance of maintenance technicians,
right.
Property managers, leasing agents. But the maintenance technicians, we are the first responders and we are the pulse to the company.
Yes. And what Mike is 100% correct when he mm-hmm. says that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even with us hammering that, you know, techs deserve free housing, techs were mm-hmm. getting free housing back before, you know, before rent started raising and companies started, to me, yeah. in my personal opinion, getting a little greedy. I think it's a little bit of greed because now rents are higher. They're making 10 times, maybe even 20 times as much money as yeah. they were making before. It's crazy. When you look at those numbers about the billies, bro, billions, crazy. Bro, like that's more than what they've been making in the past, of course.
Yeah.
But even just to even have the maintenance guys get free units, and we understand that you want to have a better work-life balance. Uh-huh. And this is what I want to get into next. Even with them having that work-life balance, I think like even with them living on site and them being on call, you know, it's still better to train our residents to know what is an on-call emergency and what's
facts,
not an emergency.
Bro,
so
facts.
Even, I want to get into it on this episode, but there will be an episode where we do highlight, you know, we did before, but we didn't get too deep into what's on call and what's not uh-huh. an emergency. And I think that will help because I've been in that situation where I felt like I've been at the property living there and uh-huh. then I was on call 24/7. And that leads to tremendous burnout. You get frustrated, you get tired. And then on top of that, when you're asking for certain things, like when you're asking for parts, you're asking for things like that, that tends to pile on more of the burnout. You're like, dang, I'm here 24/7, I'm living on site, it's great. But when I'm asking for things, it's not getting done, or not giving those things.
And things that we need.
Yeah, things that, it's always something that we need. Yeah. No matter what, yeah. like maintenance is asking for things that they need, and sometimes they get met with resistance just because it has to be a price issue or it's not from a preferred vendor and you got to go through these channels, and sometimes it can be months before you can get those parts. But so, we're going to go deep into that too as well.
Let me say something along those lines, right? Every company, every apartment company, the front office, or well, not the front office, yeah, the front office, the manager, the property manager has a P card, right?
Or some type of stipend card.
Or some type of, yeah. And that card is for them to go out and let us say they got to go and prospect, mm-hmm. or they got to go and do outreach to get, you know, new residents to come in, and or they would buy things like, hey, can I get 10 $500 Visa gift cards and put it in these random units, you know, as an incentive or as a promotion? Or some companies spend hundreds of dollars buying a 60-inch TV and put it on the wall, yeah. or buy a whole coffee station.
Yeah, they have to spend that money to get people in.
They have to spend that money to keep those people, you know, to get those people in.
Yeah.
So the shareholders can be pleased by seeing a steady rise of occupancy, right?
Correct.
Because the higher the occupancy, the more healthy of an ROI.
Yeah.
The shareholders will get. And back to when you're saying that companies got more gritty. They got more gritty because when they first started, they really care about their employees. They mm-hmm. really care about every facet of that employee's life, because that employee was willing to believe in their dream. And now that they've got to a certain position, once they start getting shareholders, then now they forget where they came from yeah. and who got them to where they are. And they start capitulating to yeah. the shareholders and how much money they can give them in return for the investments. And as rent go up, shareholders make a higher percentage of the return from their investments. But yet employees, they're not seeing a higher salary, higher wages, mm-hmm. you know?
They start seeing small things that was great with the company when they yeah. first started. Those little things that the
slowly
company used
start,
to do, they start shaving them off.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're not doing that anymore. All right. Did anybody say anything? Yeah. Nobody said anything.
Facts.
Great, great, great. All right. Let's continue, guys. Work, work, work. And then now it's, oh, let's take this away now. Let's take this away. Did they say anything? No, ain't nobody said nothing.
That's true.
All right. So, you know.
Then we work that hard, right?
Yeah.
Bro, not just me and you, but other maintenance technicians mm-hmm. and employees in the apartment industry, period. We work that hard because leasing agents work their butts off.
Yeah.
To bring in as much tenants as they can so they can get a high occupancy percentage, which leads to a nice bonus, right? They work hard to get those people there. We work hard as maintenance technicians to keep those people there. And for you to have a long-term resident versus
right.
a short-term resident, right? So everybody worked tirelessly, bro. And at the end of the year, you are trying to tell me, for all of the work that I bring, that mm-hmm. I put in, the 120%, like I mentioned earlier, am I only worth 3% raise, 60 cents on the dollar, when you're raking in billions of dollars?
That 3% raise is a whole scam.
That is a shame. Like, that is egregious and atrocious.
You're giving me a 3% raise, yeah. you know, that is not even a few thousand dollars.
Bro.
That ain't sad. That's nothing. And
it's
by
sad.
The time you've got 3%, 3%, 3%, you still haven't made your full potential yet.
Yeah. And the reason why you said it's a scam, let me give you a perfect example. This is just my theory, right? Mm-hmm. Let us say a company is let's say the pay for a maintenance technician. Companies would have between $18 and $25, right?
Right.
You can say, hey, I want 24 because of the skill that I bring, right? They'll be like, nah, we'll give you 18 or 19. So they give you 19, right? You got 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
Right? You got like $7 remaining for you to hit the max.
Right.
Every year you work, bro, and you get in 3% raise, which is 60 cents on a dollar. Do you know how many years you got to work to get to the max
yeah.
of what they should pay you in the beginning, bro?
You might not live. You might not live enough to get it.
You might not live to get to that max, bro. And you can give out all of your good years
mm-hmm.
to the company. Let's say you end up working for that company for 10 years, right?
Right.
Or 20 years. The only thing you can be like, hey, no, I have sabbatical, but you are beat up.
Yeah.
You are no good because all of your good years and everything that you have to give, you give it to that company. Mm-hmm. And every year you get rewarded. Forget the little incentives or whatnot
right.
that they give, right? But you are rewarded with, 3% raise or a 4% raise or a 5% raise.
But you know, like even in today's work culture, the reason why people are not loyal to these companies anymore is because that 3% raise. So they'd rather just leave the company, go to another company that will pay them a little bit more higher. They'll work there for a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years. Find another company that's going to pay them higher than that, and they're going to have to keep jumping from company to company in order to get to that top pay that, you know, they should have gotten from the beginning. And to me, as maintenance guys, I think we should always go in asking for top pay, no matter what. Your bottom line should be, I want the top pay because I understand what I'm going to be dealing with, what I'm going to be going through, and I want to be compensated at the maximum level. Just that.
Facts. Because you are a high-class company.
Yeah.
You want a high-class efficiency in the work that we bring. We deserve a high-class.
Max me out in the beginning.
A high-class pay. Yeah.
Max me out in the beginning.
Max me out in the beginning.
Because I know that 3% raise ain't going to be nothing when I get it, because that 3% raise is going to be taken by taxes.
And after you max me out, don't put a cap.
Yeah.
Because every year, you are making more and more and more gross annual income while I'm still here.
Right.
You keep climbing, your shareholders keep climbing, and I am still
right here.
If you really care about me.
Stagnant.
Yeah. If you care about me and what I bring, reach your hand down and pull me up.
Yeah. And that's why I said free housing is important, because you can allow these guys to save that money, because you're paying them on the lower end starting out anyway.
Yeah.
You can allow them to save money, allow them to be able to have a quality of life, because now they're not paying for the most, you know, the most expensive thing out of their paycheck. Rent. Rent is high.
Rent is high,
bro. It is too high. Allow those guys to work in those buildings and, you know, better the community. That's important.
It is important.
And if you cared about your employees, you would do it.
Yeah, do right by your employees. You can. It's not going to hurt you. And that's the reason why there is a shortage of maintenance technicians in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there are maintenance technicians that I've had a conversation with.
Many
who
of
used
them.
To be in the industry, and they decide to go into a different industry just because of how they're being treated. And every time an apartment company, right, lose a maintenance technician, it costs them between $5,000 and $10,000.
Yep.
To acquire a new maintenance technician, because you got to do onboarding, you have to do training, all that stuff costs money. Now,
they still got to do what? Drug tests?
Yeah, all that stuff costs money.
Some places are still drug testing.
Yeah.
Everything background costs money. Your background checks, you know, all of that costs money. So why not just, you know, retain the employees that you have, so that way you don't have to worry about hiring another one? And it also, you know, fills your occupants, keeps your occupancy at a level where it needs to be. And it's a good thing for the company.
Because every time you lose an employee, you're losing, like I say, between $5,000 to $10,000 per employee, right? Add that $5,000 to $10,000 per employee for a year. Also, you have vacant units that have not been rented since the building has been built, right? But you don't want to offer free housing to the maintenance technician, right? So factor in how much money you're losing every month on that vacant unit, or not vacant unit, but vacant units, plural.
Vacant units is plural, yeah.
So you're losing money when you lose a good maintenance technician, and you're losing money from having these apartments sitting here vacant. When you do the math, it is not benefiting you as a company. You are losing. You are on the losing side, period.
And like we said, owners money can going out afford it.
Yeah.
They can afford it.
They can afford it. They sure can afford it.
Mike read the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the billies. Not Lil Wayne song Millies, but they in the billies.
A billionaire there.
Definitely. It wouldn't hurt your bottom line in the long run, because you guys are, these companies are making a lot of money. And they're actually spending a lot of money to try to retain residents and to even get new residents in. So they're actually spending money that could go back to the maintenance technician or supervisor by giving them that raise that can help them in the long run.
I'm glad that you said that, because we've had this discussion earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that companies spend to retain employees, not employees, sorry, to retain residents, like hosting events, monthly events.
Which is good.
Which is amazing.
It keeps the property popping. So I like that.
And also creates opportunity to get new residents, because the best form of advertisement is word of mouth, right? Yeah.
my property's fun.
Yeah. So all of the money that you invested in having events at the community so they can stay and they can tell their friends to tell their friends to, you know, have more residents coming. And the amount of money that you spend on buying a lot of things to put in these units, a lot of these surprise items, to put in vacant units. When a potential resident go and walk a unit, oh my gosh, you guys got a treadmill in here? Oh, I want this unit. Whoa, you guys got a Peloton? I want this unit.
Right.
You know what I mean? The same energy that you use to retain residents and to acquire new residents, you should use that same energy to invest in your employee and to retain your employees. And the same energy to invest and retain, which it will reciprocate to loyalty. Once again, higher pay, increase of wage.
Money talks.
And free wages and free housing.
Money talks.
Free housing. You want me to spell it for you? F-R-E-E. Free housing. But to be honest with you, bro, there is so much to cover with this topic. You know, we will definitely have to come back and continue this and just go a little deeper into some more numbers and why it makes sense for companies to do this for their employees. Mm-hmm. You know, life is hard. Life is hard. And a lot of people are struggling.
Everybody's feeling it.
Everybody's feeling it. Not just maintenance technician. I can speak for the apartment industry because that's the industry that I'm in. So I'm not going to speak for another industry. But bro, maintenance technicians, leasing agents, supervisors, they feel it, bro. And I'm talking about financial emotions right now, right? Financially, bro, it is hard. Property managers, they get paid good. Regional property managers, they get paid well.
Good.
They get paid well, right?
For sure.
But it is hard, bro, for us. And we have so much going on at home, right? As maintenance technicians. And a lot of the problems that a lot of people, a lot of employees have, is financial. And they are working for a company that they are devoted to and they give their loyalty and their trust.
That have the ability.
Company that have the ability to help enrich their lives, make it a little better.
Yeah.
A little better. Do not sacrifice your employees in the name of greed. Do not do that. Don't do that, man.
Yeah.
We need to do better. And this is the reason why this podcast was created, is because we're not just two guys that's standing on the outside looking in.
No, we're
in it. We are in it too. We are in the industry. We are maintenance technicians as well. And both of us see and hear the grievances of other maintenance technicians and how they feel. But they just don't have the courage, bro, to say anything because they are afraid of the job security that they have. And that job security is not even secure.
Yeah.
Because they can let you go like this, bro.
Yeah, and I've seen that too.
Yeah.
I've given companies my all and next thing you know, they've let me go. And this is the first time it's ever happened to me out of all the years I've worked.
Yeah.
It's important for us to really understand, like for people to understand why we did this. And we noticed that this is the only industry that has constantly had an upward mobility and their employees are still at the bottom of the totem pole. And
that's
they
true.
Still don't have a quality of life that they should have working for a company that owns beautiful places. And they're there to help that company exceed expectation, retain residents. And you mean to tell me that I can't have a better quality of living by making your company better?
And I am working for your company, and because of what you pay me, in some instances, bro, a lot of maintenance technicians that work at companies for 3, 4, 5 years, bro, at the end of every paycheck, some of them have to go to a check cashing place, bro, to borrow more money against the paycheck that they're going to receive the next pay period. Always in the cycle of debt, bro. You guys are making a lot of money. It would not even hurt your bottom line just for you to do more for your employees. Because of your employees, you are in existence. Let us say if every maintenance technician right now decide to go on strike, right? And strike, let's say they go on strike for like a month or two, right? You can put out a quick hire, hey, hiring this person or hiring that person, or you can try to get a tech from another property in state or out of state to come and float. It's not going to help you. First of all, the industry is going to crush. The morale is going to go down, right? The efficiency is going to go down. The retention rate, everything is going to decrease. It's going to be a domino effect.
And on top of that, Mike, when you have techs and people floating to different properties, I'm just going to keep it a buck. Those guys that float to different properties don't want to do certain things on that property.
They don't.
They'll knock out like easy stuff here and there. Uh-huh. But you think they want to go there and turn a unit? They want to, you know, do certain work tickets. It's certain things that they don't want to deal with because they're not on that site 24/7. They're just floating to kind of help out and help the day to day.
And a lot of techs are floating from one property to another property, bro, getting the same pay.
Yeah.
They're not even getting an increase in pay to validate the work that they're putting in from working between properties.
They're not even probably getting compensated with gas.
They're not even getting a lunch, for crying out loud.
Not even a donut.
That's coming from corporate.
We are wilding today.
That's an inside joke, man.
Yeah. Definitely an inside joke.
But, listen, man, it's all, you know, it's a serious topic, but at the same time, you got to have fun. You got to laugh. You have to be. We are not robots.
We are not robots.
We do love what we do, though. We do love being of service to the residents that we serve, right?
But we just deserve better pay. And that is the main reason we decided to start this podcast.
Yeah.
We are advocating for the maintenance guys to get that better pay because their quality of life. And we've talked to numerous guys, and these are some of the talking points that they've always said, we've always said, and we think it's important for, and it's not right for a company to give those incentives before and then all of a sudden take it away now that rent's increasing and they're getting more return on their investment. It's not right. You know, have a heart, care about your employees, give them a better quality of life. And we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, just don't say whenever, you know, each company have their little award and all of that stuff, and they would have, you know, on the Jumbotron or the big screen or whatever they have, they would show, this is all of our property for this year. And this person is in the 95th percentile. Mm-hmm. And this property is in 97th percentile.
Right.
And because of all of you, we are so grateful. And this is why we are where we are. And guess what? Today, we have acquired 20 more properties. But the maintenance tech are making trash.
And because of the maintenance tech
and because of the front office, which is the leasing agents who are helping to get you to the point of where you are.
I mean, bro.
That's a slap in the face to be like, we appreciate you.
These companies would not be anything without the employment behind it. Like, that's just what it is. They're doing all of that to spit in your face to say, you've helped us maintain, grow, buy more. We're not going to pay you anything. We're not going to maximize your compensation. We're just going to pay you the same thing day in and day out, and we're not going to allow you to grow as a person. What is that about, bro? You know, that's the whole reason why we wanted to talk about this and highlight some key points about these companies are making billions at the end of the day.
They are.
And they are continuously growing and buying new real estate and all over the country and even in other countries.
Around the world.
And you're not even being compensated properly. The main thing is getting the money you deserve and free housing, because even if they don't want to give you that high pay that you're asking, which should be more, free housing can help you still save money no matter what.
Oh, for sure, bro.
Even at a maintenance tech salary at between $22, $24, $25 an hour, whichever they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Paying no rent alleviates a whole lot of stress.
Yeah.
Tons of stress.
And in return, you would have an employee that would go to the end of the world for you.
Yes, yes.
Just because of that kind gesture that you've shown. Mm. And you giving employees free rent, you know, maintenance techs free housing, if they don't get higher wages, at least give them free housing. You're not doing them a favor, and they're not doing, no, that is the reciprocation of
you're helping each other out,
yeah, of the hard work and dedication that they are putting into your establishment. Because a lot of times, bro, we would not feel our best. Sometimes we would come into work not feeling too well or whatever.
Sick as hell.
Yeah. But because the previous day there was an emergency work order that needs attention and you cannot take off because it is so important. And I'm not feeling well, but I have an obligation to finish this emergency work order that I have to complete. Regardless of how I feel, I have to come out and do it because of the importance and the, you know, of the situation. If I don't do it and it escalates to a point where you have the legalities of the court system and all that stuff that get involved, then I lose my job.
That's facts.
So sometimes as maintenance techs, we don't sacrifice our bodies also. We sacrifice our health to make sure that we continue to give residents the quality of life that they deserve.
Right.
Because residents always say, hey, we pay a lot of rent to live here. This is the quality of living that we expect because this is what you presented to us.
Correct.
And we expect this.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So we present our value and we present our skill set to you and we expect for you to present the same value to us in better wages, free housing.
That's right. So as we're helping build these companies, companies need to help build us as well. Message. Message.
Did anyone of you guys in the back hear that? No? All right. Can you say one more time for the people in the back?
As we help building these companies,
yeah,
these companies should also, in return, help build us better quality of life. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, make me want
to
dance.
Thank you guys again for tuning in to the Maintenance Diaries. We really appreciate you guys stopping by and joining in. And,
yeah,
and
for sure.
On this episode. Definitely in the comments.
Yeah.
Let us know how you feel. Let us know what's important to you as well. I just want to thank you guys. And we're just going to keep hammering it home until everybody in the industry wakes up, especially maintenance. That department alone needs to wake up and know that without you, nothing is possible. Nothing is done. Everything is at a standstill.
And if you are afraid to speak up at your job, don't be afraid to express your grievances in the comments because we are here to advocate for you. We are here to advocate for ourselves as well because we are all in this together and we are doing this because we care so much about you guys.
That's
that
right.
We are willing to sit here in front of a camera and tell the world how important you guys are and how much you mean not only to us as fellow maintenance technician, but how much you mean to the company that you serve, the residents that you serve. You know, we really care about you guys. We're not doing this because we want to make a name for ourselves or we want to be famous or whatever the case is. That's not it. We're doing this because we genuinely care for you guys and we really want the best for you. And the only way for you to have that is for the company that you work for to realize how important and how valuable you are. And you have to know how valuable you are.
That's correct.
So my takeaway from this is know your worth.
Know your worth.
Know your worth, man.
Absolutely. And this is something that we decided that needs to change in property management altogether on a whole. So like Mike said, know your worth, know how to negotiate what you need in your pay. And
always add value by adding tools to your toolbox acquiring knowledge.
Yep, that's right.
I'm done.
I'm done too.
Good night.
That was a good talk, Mike.
Good night.
Thank you so much
for following us and coming on this amazing journey with us.
That's right.
And we hope to catch you in the next one. Like, share, subscribe with everybody. Tell your friends about the episode. And if you find this very valuable and insightful, show us love and support by liking, sharing, subscribing, commenting. You know, let us have an open dialogue and have a good conversation with each other. And in And in return, we can help each other out. So we're here to help. We're not here to hurt. We love you guys. Thank you for riding with us. Peace.
Peace.
Oops, we did it again. this was good.
You know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
Hit record. I forgot to hit record on the other
camera.
On our behind the scenes cam. Man.
Maintenance Diaries, new episode every week.
Stay tuned. Peace. Maintenance.